This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
You are tuned in to the Latin Alternative. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined by a very special guest today. I'm with Hugh Cerezo.
Yes.
From the band Kinky, one of my all-time favorite Latin Alternative acts. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us. It's a pleasure to be here, and let's start the show.
Excellent. Well, you know, I never take for granted, even though I'm sure many of our listeners are familiar with Kinky, I never take for granted that people are always familiar with our artists. And, you know, in my mind, Kinky is probably one of the most interesting. I can't even call you guys new anymore. You know, when you guys came out, I was like, oh, they're my favorite new band. Now I realize it's been more than a decade. You know, in my mind, you guys still are doing some of the most interesting fusions.
It's just wisdom, not aging.
You look young. That's what matters. You sound young. You look young. But the style in terms of mixing electronica and rock and Mexican influences, norteño. I mean, when I first heard the song Corn Man, I guess that came out 10 years ago, it blew my mind.
Yeah.
So I want to have you tell us a little bit about Kinky's origins in Monterrey, Mexico. Talk to us a little bit about how the band came together and just what the scene was like back then.
Well, I think you describe it pretty well. We were just experimenting with stuff in Monterrey, and some of what we wanted to do is experimented with electronica. Back in the day was kind of a new thing, just breaking the rules of the rock and roll system back in Monterrey. We tried to introduce loops, computers, samplers, a bunch of electronic lines, not just for the bassline, but for the whole melody and stuff. We start to make it ours, no? To incorporate all these new sounds, and also trying to be honest about who we were, who we were born. For example, we introduced a lot of ranchero stuff, a lot of accordion, a lot of mariachi trumpet, and small details like that. But in a more, I can say, modern way, mixed with electronica. And I think it was really fun in the beginning, just like an experiment over the experiment. And this is what came out was that first track. Actually, that was our first single.
What quiere que le cantemos? What quiere que le cantemos?
Estamos aquí, no, estamos aquí, no.
Now, here in the United States, unfortunately, I think a lot of people are geographically ignorant and not always aware. You know, Mexico's a big country. You know, it has very different cities, and just like the United States, at least, you know, 10 years ago when a lot of these bands like Plastilina Mosh and Kinky and El Gran Silencio and Jumbo were coming out of there, I think a lot of people in America weren't realizing like Monterrey is a considerably more middle-class industrial city, right? I mean, did that give you guys in a way an advantage? Was there more access to recording equipment or studios compared to, say, if you were in a smaller city in further south or something?
Yeah, definitely. Monterrey is like the third biggest city in the country, and it's, I can say, like one of the most sophisticated and high-end in the whole country, because it has a lot of industry that came back in the 1900s, I mean by the beginning of 1900s. So it's a big city. It's about 4 million people living there. Back in the day, the music scene was like in a capsule. Everything was made in Monterrey, and it was just for the people in Monterrey. So nobody knew about any of these bands that you were talking about. And suddenly, in the middle of the 90s, a couple of really interesting bands came out, and people from Mexico City came to see and watch the scene and listen to different groups and bands. And that's that was like
blew up
exactly. Uh-huh. So there was too many bands trapped in the scene back then. I can name a few. Control Machete was a hip hop band. Plastilina Mosh, that was a really interesting combo between two crazy guys. El Gran Silencio, who were kind of mixing norteño with cumbia and hip hop as well. And every single band that came out of Monterrey has like really characteristic sound. It wasn't like a collective trying to all together merge in a single sound, but everyone was making his own stuff, and that was the interesting part about the scene in Monterrey back then.
Now, one of the things I've always loved about Kinky is, like, as strong as your albums are, you know, and for someone who encounters you first in a recording rather than in concert, you know, you say, wow, this is a really well-produced record. You know, I hear a lot of different musical elements going on. But then seeing you guys in concert, man, I mean, you're one of the best live acts, I think, in any genre, you know, today. And the way you guys pull that off, I mean, is that something, did that, like, I hate to say which came first, the chicken or the egg, but was the explosive live show happening before you guys went into the recording studio?
Yes. We were a band that we were playing live a couple of years before we released our first album. So definitely the live act was the most important thing for us, no? And then approaching the studio, we tried to do it in a different way, more like a... I don't know. I like to say that we like it more clean, maybe. Uh-huh. More electronic oriented sometimes, and not as raw as the performance live. And we treat both things like different kind of monsters. And we enjoy making both of them, but we definitely pour ourselves out when we do the live show. It's like the most fun.
I think a lot of listeners, without even being conscious that it was Kinky, are probably familiar with your song Moss. It's been in a lot of television shows. You guys have had songs all over the place. Let's talk a little bit about Kinky's history in television. And then I think we should play the song Moss just to refamiliarize folks. But tell us about this song musically, and then where some of the places people might have heard it.
The energy that was captured in this song was really visual. For some reason, a bunch of directors, a bunch of music supervisors approached to us to have this song in their commercial, in their TV show, even in their movie. And I think it just belonged there, no? It's like I can say that it belongs to an action movie, actually, no? There's too many explosions in the song. Yeah. There's too many car chases. There's
what explosions have taken place to this song?
Yeah, you mean musically?
Yeah, or television shows that we would have seen this on.
First, I think Man on Fire, Too Fast and Too Furious, series like Nip Tuck or Kingpin, like about some drug lords.
Yes. Going back to 2002,
yes,
from the self-titled album, this is Kinky's track Mas. We'll be right back.
queriendo más y más, más y más, más y más. Vamos queriendo más y más, vamos queriendo más y más, vamos queriendo más y más, más y más, más y más, más y más.
Just heard the track Mas from today's special guest, the band Kinky. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Latin Alternative. My guest is Gil Cerezo, frontman for Kinky. I want to talk now about your latest record, which actually recently had two Latin Grammy nominations, if I'm not mistaken. We here at the Latin Alternative have been big fans of the track Después del After. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about that track. You know, I've noticed the bass line very prominent in here, as with some of Kinky's best songs.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we really like that track, no? I think the idea came exactly from a beat, from a bass line that Carlos, our guitar player, he's really into disco, into funk, all old school funk. Mm-hmm. And that was the first approach, no, of the song. And after we collaborate and everybody do his part, I try to write a story about this guy that jump into a taxi and he finds the devil sitting with him and inviting him to the final party of all the parties, no? And it's just a linear and narrative story that goes and happens in Mexico City. To be honest, it's one of my favorite tracks on the album. Somehow it's really ties it all together. And I don't know, I just enjoy a lot of the performing live as well. We did an interesting video in Hong Kong.
Yeah, I was going to say, your video is in Hong Kong, Shanghai. It's like in three cities, right? Tokyo? Or?
Yeah, yeah. We shoot it in Hong Kong. We were traveling a little bit around, but we shoot it in Hong Kong. We find this director by the internet, you know, just watching the videos. I wrote him to see if he was interesting, and we made a really good connection. It was a really interesting experience, no? Not just the final product, but the whole experience of traveling and shooting out there and being in a different environment, no? That makes the video more special for us as well.
You know, this is probably my favorite track on the latest album, Sueño de la Máquina, but I highly recommend checking it out on YouTube. There's a breakdancing robot. Well worth your time. Let's take a listen.
Life.
The Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
Hi, this is Gil Cerezo from the band Kinky, and you're listening to The Latin Alternative.
You just heard the track Intoxícame from Kinky's latest album, Después del After. We're going to check out a track in a moment called Immobil, but I'd like to have you talk about this song. Bit of a controversial video, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, well, controversial in the old-fashioned way, no? Because now these days...
I know, nothing's really...
Yeah, now these days it's kind of a pretty preppy video, no?
Well, I saw Remezcla called it one of, I think, the number two sexiest video of the past year.
Yeah. A friend of us did it in LA, and he shot it really beautifully, colorful. And he was just going around this dancer. She does burlesque acts in LA, all over the place. The song, it's about analogy between the inside of a human being and the outside of the outer space of the galaxy. And I have to say, this is my favorite lyric in the whole album.
Let's take a listen.
cielo queda enorme. Enciendes el televisor, tu mente con el ruido blanco se te va. Se te va, se va flotando, se te va, se va.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to The Latin Alternative. My guest is Gil Cerezo, frontman for Kinky. I want to fast forward now by about, I guess, a year. This album, Atlas, came out in 2003, was it?
I think 2004, if I'm not wrong.
This song, The Headphonist, is really interesting. You know, a lot of the stations that air our show are big fans of this band, Cake, who you collaborated with. And I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about, you have on this song John McCrae, the lead singer of Cake. I understand you guys toured with them. Tell us a little bit about this song and how it came about.
Yeah, I think most of the collaborations that we have done are based on friendship, no, and touring and doing stuff with people that we really know. And we tour back in the day with we did a really big tour with Cake and the Flaming Lips, and we decided to invite John because it was like a great host for us, like a Kickstarter. This song is about just a headphone nation, no. We now live under our own bubble all the time. I think these days more than then.
Yeah.
But the idea is that, no, that every single person is in his own bubble, and the narrative of John is pretty special in this one as well.
Thank you.
this anymore. To hit the streets without a cord. I'm walking alone.
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative. This is the Latin Alternative.
This is the Latin Alternative podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
I'm Josh Norick, and this is the Latin Alternative.
I had a sister twisted. Sister twisted. Sister Twisted.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative. We just heard the track Sister Twisted from Kinky's 2006, is it, Reyna?
Yeah, I don't know. I hope so.
I'm here with Gil from Kinky, and he doesn't know what year this record came out, but that's all right. I think it was 06, 07, yeah. Somewhere around that time. And you guys do some pretty cool covers. Now, you know, I'm a fan of your version of Oye Como Va, but I don't know why it took so long for some Mexican rock band to finally get around and reclaim the track Mexican Radio by Wall of Voodoo. And you guys finally did, a good 25, 30 years after the song came out. And, I assume many of our listeners are familiar with the original version, sort of a one-hit wonder. From Stan Ridgway of Wall of Voodoo. But tell us, were you guys listening to this song in Mexico in your youth thinking, we could do a better job of this? We live in Mexico and listen to Mexican radio.
Yeah, actually came the idea from our guitar player again, because he was into this music back in the day. And it was a surprise because it ended up really good. It makes sense. The whole lyrics, it's supposed to... You know, it was meaningful for us. And actually, after we released the track, Stan personally contacted us because he really liked it. And he said that there have been many different versions of it. And he said that it was the favorite. So he joined us for our video and everything. It was like a really nice get together at the end. And I think it's just one of those bands that are crazy enough to be unique. Mm-hmm. That's how we ended up loving this track and making it ours, no? That it's important for every cover.
It's a good track to reclaim for Los Mexicanos. So let's check out Kinky and their cover of Wall of Voodoo's Mexican Radio. You're tuned in to The Latin Alternative. Our special guest today has been the band Kinky. If you like what you've been hearing, you can follow us on Twitter at Latin Alt, and on Facebook, our handle is The Latin Alternative. Now, Gil from Kinky has been kind enough to take us through the Kinky time machine. We've gone through Kinky past and almost present. I'm going to check out one last track, the tune Hasta Quemarnos, and Gil, tell us a little bit about this tune and where you guys were going with it.
Yeah, this is from our fourth studio album that is called Barracuda, and it was a really special track as well. A friend of us that is called Chico Sonido, that actually is releasing in our label, came with this beat originally, and we fall in love with it and we work over this, and it's really weird that we accept everybody, someone else to bring the initial idea for the songs. But this was a really exciting beat, so that's why we decided to do it. And it's just about lyric-wise, it's about just getting over and over, no? Like looking for the party over and over again until daylight.
Let's take a listen.
Hi, this is Gil Cerezo from the band Kinky, and you're listening to The Latin Alternative.
Propaganda,
I'm Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and Exit 97.7 WEXT, Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT Educational Telecommunications.